Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
So we just finished Friday's show, and we have a couple guests that are still with us. You guys have mics on now. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Allison.
And you guys are from Baltimore. You'll hear later on the show, they actually came in the studio, because I kept seeing two heads in our green room, which you can see from in here now, just like a little hole in the wall. And so I saw them looking in, and I was like, hey, Ollie, I think they want a contest to come up here and hang out. And so I guess they told you you'd be here from like 8:30 to 9 or something. Is that right?
Close to that.
And then now you've been here an hour and a half.
Yes.
I was like, hey, just come in the room and hang out with us. So you get.
Yeah.
Have you had fun?
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you think about the inside of the studio?
It's very cool. I really like it.
Yeah.
As a future interior designer.
Oh, what would you do different?
I don't know. I really like it.
More of my face in places? Yeah. Yeah, me too. All right, cool. and you guys won. I guess you bid. Here's the thing. Like eBay, they go, you win things. No, you buy things. You just buy things more than other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what you won? Like, no, I paid more. I didn't win.
But they mean like win the bid. You won the competition. But yeah.
Yeah. So you guys won an auction.
We did.
Yeah. And so were you bidding against people down to the deadline?
Yes.
Oh, you really were?
Really were.
Oh. Well, look at that. People like us. Who knew? We're in this room. Here's the weird thing about doing this show. One, we live in Nashville because this is where country music is. And we're on all over the country. So we sit in here and tell jokes to each other, wondering who's laughing at what, if they're laughing at anything. In some parts of the country, our accents are different to them. The humor is slightly different. We never quite know exactly what is getting out into the world and is working. We don't really know what segments people like. So let me ask you guys that. Amy, I'll ask you. By the way, I have two Amys here. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Amy, our guest, like what segments do you like here when you're here on the show? You're like, that would be cool. I'd like to hear that. I'll stick around.
Well, we were just talking about Lunchbox guessing the weights.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that he's so accurate. Love that.
And you see his workstation over there. He doesn't have a screen or anything. There's no way to feed him. By the way, Ray can't even talk to him through his ears. Ray can talk to me through my ears.
And Amy.
And you guys, can you hear Ray right now? Like Ray has his microphone up, yes. But he can't talk to Eddie or Lunchbox or anything.
But he has to be able to wrap me up. That's why I can hear him.
Because Amy will keep talking. We'll have like 30 seconds before the feed
Ray will be
goes
like
on.
10 seconds, 5 seconds, Amy, shut up.
And the listener can't hear that. But you see Lunchbox's station. There's no way over there. There's no computer
it's
or anything.
It's amazing.
What else? So you like that. What else you like?
The games. The games are definitely my favorite.
Do you play along with them?
Absolutely. And I listen to the podcast a lot. I spend a lot of time in my car commuting. And then I'll mark down times for when Allison gets in the car when I pick her up from school so that, listen to this game. See if you can play along.
What kind of games do you like?
I like the trivia one between Amy and Lunchbox.
Okay. What about when you do Elder versus Millennial, Eddie and Morgan number two?
I like that one.
Because you're not either one.
I'm terrible at that game.
Because most of our listeners are either Gen X, Millennials, Gen Element OP, I don't know. We only have like two or three sets. But what are you? Do you know what you are?
No.
Z.
You're Gen Z? Yeah? I don't know. Because Millennial and then...
I think the younger, going younger is Z, I think, is the next one.
Went right to Gen Z?
I think so.
What about Gen... Is there a Y already?
There may be. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure she's a Z.
Well, welcome. You're our first Z guest, I think, because we got the new studio. Well, you guys hang out. Keep hanging out.
Thank you.
If you have something you want to add... Are you worried about Corona?
Yes.
Has it been in Baltimore yet?
I'm surprised you shook our hands when we came in today.
Didn't mean to. I regretted it. I did.
It
was an accident because I've shut down shaking hands. But sometimes I just do it without thinking. But I did shake a hand. I apologize to myself for that. Not you. Don't do it only to me. Are you worried about that though, really?
We are. We had a big thing of Clorox wipes and wiped everything down on the plane. And we've been washing our hands. Just being vigilant.
Do you have masks?
We don't.
You know, here's the thing. We had a doctor on today, and he was like, you know, masks, give them or take them. I take them. I want the mask. If they say it's not, it keeps my hand off my face though on the mask. Even if it's not blocking stuff, if I've got something over my face, I can't touch it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting on my hardcore mask to come in, though.
The B-52 one or whatever?
Yeah, I got them coming in. The X-69s, they're both coming in.
The NC-95.
Whatever it is, it's coming. Maybe it gets here today. So it's like a wraparound mask. It's like a helmet. Yes. I just go on a motorcycle basically. Helmet
You're like
everywhere.
Darth Vader all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is suspending its bring-your-own-cup program because of the coronavirus.
Oh, that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Which they, you know, what kind of gross anyway. We should stop all buffets.
Oh, gosh.
You'll hear from the doctor talk about finger foods in a second. Like if you're sharing food with someone, like a bag of chips, like in a, at a restaurant, like you're doing queso or something. Mm-hmm. Better cut that out.
Well, there goes Golden Corral.
When's the last time you went to Golden Corral?
Oh, God. High school?
I don't know that I... Like
I don't think I,
high school because when we played sports, like that was our stop. Like Golden Corral, everyone, let's go eat as much as you can.
I think that's it's a time it may have been a little more regional because we didn't have Golden Corral.
Oh, really?
We had Bonanza.
Yeah, I remember Bonanza. Good steaks.
Yeah, that's what they were all about. Yeah. Oh, you guys have Golden Corral in Baltimore?
We do.
Alice said no.
We do.
Okay. do you have what also? What are the other ones that are like that?
Luby's is regional,
dude. Luby's was so. Good.
Well,
so
Luby's, you don't serve yourself. They serve you.
That's like, true.
It's a cafeteria style, but it's not a buffet.
You,
I mean, you get to choose.
No.
You never been to Luby's?
Oh, my gosh. I love Luby's. So
well, you can go and not. This is why I like to go. You can go and not be judged by how early you're eating because there are a lot of old people there. So when I eat dinner, like today, I have a dinner at 4:30.
Oh.
And so I would go and I'd be eating my dinner and other old people would be like, shout out to you, whippersnapper.
Nice.
Enjoying what it's all about.
Right. Go get the Louie Ann platter.
I know you say that, but I don't even know what that was.
Oh, that's where you get the fish and two sides.
A fish?
Well, I would always get the fish, but I guess you could get an entree, but that's the entree I would choose with two sides, and normally I get green beans and macaroni and cheese.
Amy, we're twins.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, and my mom, she loved to go there, and she'd get the liver.
Ugh.
I don't...
I used to eat liver. My grandma, chicken liver.
Oh, yeah. My mom would be like, that's all she wanted.
Oh. What's your favorite restaurant, Allison?
If
you can go anywhere, your mom's like, hey, we're going to go eat. You pick the place. Where do you go?
An Italian restaurant near our house called Stella Notte.
Yeah? Well, what do you like there?
The tortellini.
Are you Italian?
Yes.
Do you make Italian food at home? You do?
She does.
Yeah. Are you teaching her how to cook at all?
Yes. She loves to bake.
What are you baking?
Cake, but no one eats it.
Oh.
Why?
Because only my brother eats it because my dad says he has too much sugar.
Oh.
Okay.
How old's your brother?
16.
Oh, he's older.
Yes.
Your dad's cracking down on cakes for your 16-year-old brother?
Dang. Too much sugar.
Dang.
No, I think that's why the dad's not eating it. But your brother can eat it, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'm very picky, so I don't like it.
But
you
make
don't like
it.
Your own cake? Why don't you make a cake you like?
Because I don't like it.
Oh, don't ever say that.
What?
She doesn't like sweets.
The chef's got to eat his own food. Like.
Wait, you don't like sweets?
But you like to
not
bake?
Really, yeah.
Huh.
That would be like me opening a peanut butter store.
Yeah, you hate peanut butter.
I hate peanut butter. But I'd be like, welcome to my peanut butter store, everybody.
I don't need it.
What sweets do you like? Nothing.
I like candy, not like baked goods.
Okay, gotcha.
I've started to eat some Chewy Werther's original.
Is that newer?
No, but here's the bad news with that. Because I love Werther's original. The most underrated candy because it's a hard caramel. Who doesn't love caramel? Who doesn't love hard? Who doesn't love hard caramel?
What?
But because they package it and it's a joke about old people, you just think old people are buying Werther's original. Let me walk you back. It's great candy. It's an old looking bag. However, the Chewies are good, but with the hard candy, it takes a while. Mm. So you can put it in and enjoy it. And it takes a little time. The Chewies are so good, you chew it up in like 3 seconds. So before you know, you've had 16 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to my TED Talk on Werther's Original. That's why you don't do the Chewy Werther's Original. You do the hard Werther's Original. Here's how much money you need to be truly happy in all 50 states. And I won't do all 50 of the states. But to be truly you guys live in Maryland, right?
Yeah.
To be truly happy in Maryland, you need to make $138,000 a year. How much you make a year? I'm fine, don't answer that.
I think she was going to answer it.
No. The lowest is Mississippi. This is like no stress. They say, if you make this money, pure life satisfaction, happiness with no stress based on money, the lowest is Mississippi at $90,000, followed by Oklahoma and Arkansas at $91,000. The highest ones are New York, Oregon, and Massachusetts.
Yeah, how much are those?
$137,000, $141,000, and $144,000. So have at it. Move to Mississippi.
And that's probably New York State, huh? Like not the city.
No, it's probably the whole...
Really?
An average of all of that, I would assume. Ariana Grande got swatted. You know where they send a SWAT team to the person's house?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Who's your favorite?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah? If you were to rank top five, Taylor at number one.
Carrie Underwood.
Good for you. Number two.
Keith Urban.
Nice.
Brett Young. And Michael Jackson.
So you love country music?
Yes.
Wow, look at you. Do you know what swatting is?
No.
So it's where someone makes an emergency call where, let's say I saw your house and I knew your address, and I'd be like, hey, there's an emergency going down there. You need to get over there quick, and they send a SWAT team in. And you'd have no idea because you're just in there baking a cake that your dad and brother aren't going to eat. And so the SWAT team busts through the door, and they like hold everybody at gunpoint because they think something's wrong. Well, they did this at Ariana Grande's home. Wouldn't that be crazy if cops come busting in with masks?
Crazy. Yeah.
SWATting you. Are you worried about corona?
Not really. But my dad's a germaphobe, so he's making me.
That's why I like him. That's why him and I would be friends. We'd probably just give each other elbows and call it a day. What are you guys going to do in Nashville today?
See Dan and Shay.
Oh, you're going tonight? Oh, yeah, we were talking about that during the break a minute ago. They asked me which of the two shows that they should go to because they're doing a show tonight and tomorrow. And I think tonight, will be a little, it won't be run as cleanly because it's their first show in an arena ever, but they're going to be so pumped to do it. It's going to be a bigger deal to them than tomorrow.
That's what I was thinking.
So I think tonight, well, if you're, you have tickets to both?
No, we don't have tickets to either. We're just going to figure that out. But I was trying to figure out which would be better.
Tonight, for sure.
Tonight.
Yeah. Just because they're going to be so pumped. And here's the thing about tickets, too. To anyone listening right now, you can always find tickets to anything close to it. Even the biggest football games I've been to are like, oh, there are no tickets. If you really risk it and just go, you'll find tickets.
Yeah, you'll get in.
You'll find there are always tickets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're a little more expensive. And sometimes if you want to feel secure that you're going to get okay tickets, you go to like StubHub or something and get them a couple days out. But you can always get tickets to anything at a pretty reasonable price. Unless it's like a 200-seater. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do things really still sell out like completely?
Yes.
I've heard of them just like, oh, like, you know, Garth Brooks sellout show or whatever, like, some of those, can you still find tickets to those that are not scalpers?
Well, but a sellout means sometimes people are buying tickets and they're going to sell them all the way up to the show. Like there may be no original tickets to buy, but there are always tickets to buy.
Oh, okay.
Like when I would do my stand-up tour, they would go, if there were like 40 seats left and they were just singles in a theater because no one wants to go sit by themselves, they would go, this is a sellout. Considered a sellout. They would report it as a sellout.
But there are still 40 singles.
But there were still 40 singles, seats. And hopefully they'd all sell. Most of the time they would, but sometimes there'd be like 7 seats wide open.
Got it.
Still considered a sellout as they reported that to whomever you report that stuff to. Because they report it, other concert promoters see it, and they go, oh, sellout? Let me look at their other records. Oh, we should book them too. Because what a promoter does, like a promoter will go, hey, Bobby, we want you to come do a show in Sacramento, and we're going to give you $10 to do the show. And it's up to me that if I want to do the show for $10 or not, I take the money, but they think they can make $12 off of
right.
it. So it's up to them to pay for the rental of the place, pay for everything, and after all said and done with tickets, they can make $12 if they're paying me $10. That's how that works. It's never me. I don't even pick the cities I go to. I'll pick the cities that I say yes to, but I can't just go, you know what, on Friday, I'm probably going to head to Tacoma, do a show. Because venues, it's, you know.
Schedule out.
Sometimes people will say, why don't you come to so-and-so.
Not that easy.
If so-and-so would invite me and pay what is needed for us to get there, we'll do it. But, yeah, well, you just can't pick and go, you know what? It's Tuesday. I think on Thursday I'm going to head up to Louisville and hop in the theater. That doesn't work like that. What's the last concert you've seen, Allison?
Carrie Underwood for my birthday.
Oh, yeah? Your 12th birthday?
My 13th birthday.
Your 13th birthday. And how was that show?
It was really good.
Yeah? Did you have good seats?
Yes.
Was that? Did she do it in the middle, or was it on the back, like a stage in the back? Oh, Amy's got corona. Hey, Ray, stop the presses.
Okay, okay.
What's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm alive. I don't know.
Do you need to be quarantined?
I don't know.
Do you have something in your throat?
I don't know.
Okay.
I woke up feeling kind of.
You're lying right now.
Stop. Don't do that, Amy.
Calm down. Do you think I would even come if I thought I had a hint of corona? Like, listen, if you work here and you even think you like. Maybe 1% might have corona. You better not come.
Okay. We're good?
I'm totally fine. Okay. I think I just...
Well, the show was good.
Mm-hmm.
Did she do the middle and everything was around it? Or was it the stage in the back of the room?
In the back.
No, it was in the middle.
Oh.
And then she went on both sides.
Boom, you just got regulated.
Ooh, Mom got you.
That's right. Well, have fun at Dan and Shay tonight.
Thank you.
I hope you guys have had fun up here.
It's been fantastic. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. And I kept going, are you guys bored yet?
Yeah.
They weren't. Are you guys bored yet? Are you guys, we let them sit in the
seats.
And
now you guys are bored, right?
No.
Like, now it's, like, too much. Well, so sometimes it's, like, really good, but then if you get too much of it, you're like, it's just okay. So we should probably, you know, like, if a show ends at the right time, yeah, yeah, it's, like, getting it too much. So, like, they should probably go before they don't like us.
Get corona before they should go. It's really great to meet you guys. Thank you for supporting.
Thank you.
Just, you know, we get involved in things that we're passionate about, and so we appreciate you guys supporting that.
CASE, yes. Which is a great foster care and adoption program based out of D.C. that's making a huge impact in people's lives. So right. That's y'all's money went to a great cause.
Do you like us more though after you came?
Yes.
Like, will you be like, I like listening to them even more than before because in person, like, Eddie's really cute.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. That's what we like. All right, well, we're done. We're going to get into Friday's show right now. You will hear some things like professional wrestler Jeff Jarrett came in and did a few segments with us guest hosting.
He brought his belt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on my Instagram story, you can see Eddie getting put in the figure four leg lock.
Yep. My leg's better, by the way. It hurt a little bit after that, but it's better now. It's an uncomfortable situation when old wrestler's got your knee in a lock.
I put that Instagram story up, and my girlfriend was trolling Eddie, and she goes, LOL, more effort from Eddie there than he put in when he's playing 2-on-2.
Okay.
Dang, burn.
He's talking smack.
Yeah.
Oh, look what I just did.
What? Touch your face?
I was like trying to do that burn, like, and I literally put my finger in my mouth to do it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you touch your face.
Now I'm just hyper aware, and I'm like, and I just touched my face just now. Like,
no, corona. You lick your finger. That was crazy.
I know, I should not do that.
And you just lick mine. Great. We got to get out of here. All right, here is Friday's show. Enjoy it, and we'll see you guys Monday. Bye, guys.
Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Woo.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Thank you for being here with us on Friday. We got to say we have one more guest host today, professional wrestler Jeff Jarrett, who back in the day I watched all the time. So we're trying to just get every kind of job in here. And
kind of cool.
Todd Chrisley was in yesterday from Chrisley Knows Best, the show on USA. We had Trooper Johnson, who state trooper, protects the governor. Go back and listen to these podcasts if you have time because they're really fun. They're not just interviews. They're just kind of hanging out, and we do talk to them about their life. Robert Eaton, television producer. Rod Phillips, radio guy who runs the format. Travis Denning, the artist. Am I forgetting people?
Caroline Bryan.
Of course.
There Chris Kirkpatrick.
From NSYNC. Oh, my goodness. So there's good. So many.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Right?
It's been awesome.
And normally, I don't like new people coming into our circle.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't like to take this show on the road. I don't like people to come into our very tight circle because we're all friends. But I tell you, Scuba Steve was like, let's do this. He kind of pressed me a little bit. And I was like, all right, you're the executive producer. Whatever, dummy. He's great. It's been great.
It's been awesome.
It's been great. I've had such a fun time. And today, Jeff Jarrett, who I used to watch back in the WCW, and he's been done a lot.
WCW, man.
Yeah. He's going to be in today.
Crazy.
So all that, we're happy to be here. Let's get going with what's happening in our lives in a segment we call What's the Haps. Hey!
What's the Haps?
Amy, I'm coming over to you first.
So just a reminder that Daylight Savings is this weekend. So Sunday, you got to spring forward. And I saw this, so I wanted to share it because people are actually safer drivers during daylight hours. And with this, we get more daytime. And Bobby, you'll love this because this study showed that if we were to just keep this time year-round and not change it, it would prevent about 195 deaths of drivers and 171 pedestrian fatalities. So it's like,
But
why don't we just keep it daylight longer?
Would we know about how the farmers grow their corn 2 inches extra because of the 3 minutes
of daylight? I know, I feel like we're past
that.
I know. Like we're past that.
Yeah.
So anyway, this was just some encouragement. If anybody that's in charge of that is listening, the study show.
Well, no, who's in charge of it are lawmakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
that's who's in charge of it. And states do it differently. This is not a federal law. So each state can do it differently. That's why shout out Arizona. Shout out Hawaii. Because they're out there living their lives, not changing times. And we're all like, doop-doo-doo. Like a cub bear playing with his Peter, like my grandma used to say, not knowing what we're doing, changing our times. But yeah, don't forget, Sunday, Daylight Savings.
Yes, so Saturday night, Sunday morning.
It's spring forward.
Mm-hmm. It's the one where it doesn't make me feel the best, but clearly it's going to make me a better driver, so I'll take it.
All right, there you go. Hey,
what's the hat?
I go home. I get home from work, and I turn on The Office, and I eat my lunch. I try to lay down for about 30 minutes. I'll get on the bike, or I'll go to the gym, do some conference calls, and then mostly I set an appointment to watch coronavirus news because it's on everywhere. And I think that last night there was like a big town hall about it, but I'm watching doctors talk about it. You know, later on today, we'll have a doctor on to talk about coronavirus a little bit. And in Italy, they're not playing their soccer matches, and soccer is their national sport with people around.
That's huge.
They're talking about the NCAA tournament, making some of the basketball teams won't go to Seattle to play other college teams because there's a big bust of coronavirus up there. But now Major League Baseball is telling players not to sign autographs due to coronavirus.
Wow.
What?
It has made its way to American professional sports as MLB has created a coronavirus task force to help deal with any issues that may arise with fans and players. And again, I'll say it. Corona isn't taking over our lives right now. And for most people that are not really young or really old or sick, you're just going to feel like you get the flu, but they just don't know enough about it. And I was reading that there are, I hate to say the wrong info here, but like in Europe, it's cracked down hard. A lot of people have died in Europe because of it.
Yeah, France.
Here we go. Case in Europe, the global death toll is 3,200. And it's just kind of started over there. Again, my girlfriend, she is finishing her master's. She had school last night. They canceled it. The teacher was like, no, we're not getting it together.
Wow.
And because in LA, there are starting to be more cases than there a couple people that died.
It's up there, right? West Coast.
So they canceled school and they canceled Saturday as well. And her, you know, just no gathering.
Oh, my.
And so she's like, do I need to get out of Los Angeles?
You're like, yes, come to me.
Yeah,
well,
come.
I don't want to say that.
I'll keep you corona-free.
That's what I would like to say. But I just try to go, hey, we're not at the point where you need to be freaking out. What I would be doing is getting some extra toilet paper at your house. There are some things you probably need to get.
Oh, build a closet like you.
Well, let me tell you. I had a closet going, but then I donated all tornado.
That's right. You told
me. I got to rebuild in a minute. But it's like toilet paper, any medicine that you need. Also, if you can get any flu medicine. But already the stores here, they're having an issue keeping flu medicine in because of people stocking up. Water. Because even if it doesn't hit, one of the two things is going to hit. The actual virus is going to hit everybody and everybody's going to be sick and some are going to die. Or just the hysteria of it's going to hit. And it's going to be like if you live in a place where a snowstorm comes and everybody goes to the grocery store and buys all the bread and water. And then the snowstorm doesn't hit. But you can't find any bread and water. And you're like, dang, I wish I had bread and water. That could also be what happens. So I don't think there's an overhype of it. And it's definitely not a hoax. But I think they don't know. And the best thing to do is to be overly prepared and to say this all could happen. So anyway, I'm dialed in.
Do you have to get on an airplane soon?
Whew. A lot.
I know, but like, yeah.
A lot.
Okay.
So, and they haven't shut us down yet. You know, we have to go to Idol in a couple weeks, go out to LA and shoot. So anyway, there you go.
Okay.
That's my what's the hat. Not to bring the room down. Mostly just to say, hey, don't freak out about it. Just be aware that it's probably going to be a thing. Be a little bit prepared for it. No reason to run. We have a doctor on later to talk to us about it anyway.
Okay, I'm glad.
Yeah, so there we go. That's what's happening. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Eddie?
Well, on the other side of things, I'm really, really happy because my kids are starting baseball again. It's one of the coolest things in our family because when we got our foster kid, my son, 6-year-old, was already playing baseball and he would just go as a spectator. Now he's on the team. They're starting the season together and they had their first practice yesterday and they're a little rusty. They're not like where they were last year, but man, I cannot wait to see how they do this season.
Did you tell them not to sign autographs because of coronavirus?
Yeah, I told them too. And I said, boys, you may have to play to empty stadiums. Just letting you know. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. All right, that's what's happening with us. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
If you go to bobbybones.com, you can see our Pimpin' Joy line. One word, Pimpin' Joy, spreading joy. Love it. And we don't keep any of the money right now. It's helping tornado victims. So bobbybones.com if you want to check that. We're at over $60,000 right now just in 2 days. So we're so grateful that you guys exist and care. bobbybones.com.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, over to Amy now as we do five fun facts to get you going here on a Friday.
Number
5.
So the word mafia is never used in The Godfather as part of a deal that the producers made with the actual mafia to get their support for production.
How do you get support from the mafia for a production?
I guess they just went to them and they were like, hey,
don't kill us.
Yeah, we're in this movie called The Godfather. It's going to be talking about stuff. Maybe they needed, you know, sometimes you bring in experts to tell you if you're like portraying everything right.
Maybe experts or a blessing.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, like probably
you're not
a blessing.
Give us all horse heads.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I never saw The Godfather or any of them. Are they great?
They're great and they're timeless. So you can
sure.
go back. Yeah, because you still know all the actors in it. It's not like they're all old and dead. They're all still actors that we all know.
Timeless, though.
Oh, yeah.
How many stars do you give it?
5. It's one of the greatest movies ever.
But because it's been around so long, or if I still watch it today?
You tell me. You watch it and then let me know.
Too much of a time investment.
Number 4.
So even though Fruit Loops are different colors, they all have exactly the same flavor. And it's actually spelled fruit. F-R-O-O-T, not fruit, like F-R-U-I-T.
What are you laughing at?
It's just because you were mouthing it too. Like yeah. you knew all of these facts.
I love Fruit Loops. I knew they were all the same flavor. But if you imagine that the red one's strawberry, it tastes like strawberry.
Hmm. Oh, it's all in here, huh? In the head?
It's all in the head.
Number 3.
Elephants just seem cool to me. And I was reading that they make friends. They bury their dead. They travel together for funerals. They speak to each other and they show extreme intelligence.
Isn't the bury their dead crazy?
Yeah,
that's so
it really,
amazing.
And it's why, because they're so similar, our brains are so similar to theirs that when there are poachers out just killing them.
Mm, yeah.
Dang.
It's like elephants and dolphins and dogs. And then that's who we really bond to are people that have the people. Things that have the close to mental capacity to bonding to us. You know, my dog, this is like a 3-year-old. I don't know. He's a little slow. Maybe like a 2-year-old. That bulldog, we're getting there, but I'm telling you, last night, he just turns into like a devil and will just go after my feet. And I usually just pick him up and be like, stop. I can't pick him up anymore. I can't just grab him with two hands.
Too heavy.
He's too big and too long now. But I love him, but holy cow, sometimes he is a lot. He does have like 4 hours of really good dog and then like an hour of really bad dog. It's kind of the ratio we're working with now. You can see pictures of him on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Number 2.
So Bob Ross, you know, the guy that painted on TV forever? Well, he was almost as famous for his curly hair as he was for his paintings, but it was all a lie. Before he got famous, he permed his hair to save money on haircuts. And then once it became his signature look, he stuck with it. So it's all a perm.
He does have big hair.
I love
big hair, don't care.
That's right.
That guy can paint too.
Number 1.
And Michael Phelps, he was rated the 2nd best swimmer in the country in his age group when he was 10 years old. And the kid who was number 1, he was number 2. So the kid who was number 1, had anybody ever heard this? Chris Humphreys, the guy that played in the NBA and was married to Kim Kardashian for 72 days.
Wow, didn't know that.
It was like Andy Roddick and Drew Brees playing tennis against each other.
Yeah.
I think Drew Brees beat Andy Roddick back in the day before Drew went to play football and Andy went to be number 1 in the world tennis player.
Amazing is that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good athletes are good athletes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like Eddie.
Oh, man, I'm good at everything. Yeah, right.
I thought you were a 3-star recruit and almost walked
that's
on
football,
kicking.
Though, man. That's football.
Oh, different. Okay. All right.
Different.
All right, there you go.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
The U.S. coronavirus death toll has risen to 12. Another person died in Washington State. The number of cases in the U.S. is over 200 across 19 states. In New York, a high-stakes gambler is facing federal charges because he sent threatening social media messages to players with the Tampa Bay Rays, New England Patriots, and other teams when they would lose him a bet. And finally, Tito's Vodka is warning customers that it can't be used in homemade hand sanitizer formulas because it isn't strong enough.
Bobby Bones, come on.
On the phone with us is Dr. Kevin Lewis, who I wanted to get on and talk about the coronavirus a little bit because... Dr. Lewis, everywhere I look, all the newscasts are talking about corona. What can you tell us in normal person terms as a doctor is going to happen to us, and when are we going to die of it?
Well, hopefully we're not all going to die of it. But as you've read in the news, it is a virulent viral strain. It's an upper respiratory infection, essentially. We get runny nose, congestion, fever, cough, and a certain number of people that get it will will actually have mortality from it. You know, that's the same is true for the flu every year. And so it's kind of in the same situation as the flu. You got lots of hand sanitizer, and they're recommending that if you're in an area that there's been many reported cases, that you can start to use some of these N95 face masks that are supposed to help protect a little bit from the airborne transmission of it.
That's why I need lots of face masks.
You need the
three.
Right.
Yeah, I want like three of
they're
them
coming
once.
Up. N95. The care package.
Okay. A lot of people are saying that we shouldn't go places. You know, a lot of countries are shutting down their sporting events because of it. Like, what's the worst case scenario here with this? You're a doctor. Is it too much hype? Is it not enough hype? What's happening?
Well, my personal opinion, I'm not an epidemiologist that calculates everything exactly or to the T and then can kind of figure this out based on current cases and rate of spread. But, you know, I think that I'm optimistic that if we're cautious and people are using their heads, and I do think that it's wise to not travel to areas where, you know, there's high populations of people dealing with this or being quarantined, because anywhere anybody's being quarantined, there's going to be people that they were in contact with that they can't figure out. I mean, you could sneeze on your hand and touch a doorknob or get on a stair rail, and then somebody behind you, you know, does that just a few minutes later, and you can transmit it, you know. So I think I'm optimistic. I think it's going to spread, but we're going to have a lot of controls and quarantine measures, and I think we'll be all right.
Is it mostly just going to feel like a bunch of people have the flu? And the flu's a real deal, but, I mean, is it going to be like more people have the flu than normal? Is that what it's going to feel like?
Yeah, that's right. It presents almost identically to the flu. Sneezing, runny nose, cough, body aches, headache. It's just a certain percentage of people, as they're fighting that off, will get worse and get a pneumonia. And typically they'll die from the pulmonary issues and the cardiac issues that come secondarily from that. So
okay, well,
it is like a bad pneumonia is exactly a good way to put it.
So, you know, like, okay, I'm a healthy 38-year-old. Like, I know my dad's 78 and fragile. Like, if he gets pneumonia, it's a really big deal. We're in the hospital. I can't worry. But, like, so he would be someone that would be more, like, we would freak out if he got it. But if someone like me or Bobby were to get it, we'd probably be fine.
You'd probably not feel well for a couple of days and then start to feel better.
And then it goes away, or it's always in our body?
Well, once you've seen it, now you've got what we call active immunity. So your body's seen it, so you should have some good defense against it if you ever came across it again. And I think the average age for mortality was in the, like, 54 is what I believe.
It's actually younger than I thought.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, again,
100.
Yeah, 80.
It's 54 males that have multiple other issues going on, like COPD, asthma, chronic respiratory diseases, and some other things.
Dr. Kevin Lewis is on with us talking about coronavirus. Dr. Lewis, what about masks? You know, you can't hardly find them at stores anymore. Do they work?
I've heard conflicting reports, but I would say it'd be better to have one than to not have one. And they're recommending a specific mask for this, and it is, I think it's called the N95 mask. Yeah, the N95 respirator. So, I mean, I'll just tell you what I'm going to do. I'm pretty middle of the road there. I'm going to get some so that we have some at the house. And wearing a mask takes technique, you know. So if Bobby says you have coronavirus and you sneeze on my front doorknob, and then I grab that doorknob and I put my mask on haphazardly, now the virus is inside the mask.
Oh,
you know what
no,
I mean?
The monster's in the house.
Jeez.
The monster's in the house.
That's even with these N95 whatever?
Yeah, because they're just frontal masks that you put on. You know, they just have a better filter that precludes the small virus from coming through.
Is it just,
but
in the end, in just basic, is it just wash your hands and don't touch your face? I mean, is that, as a doctor, is that what we need to do?
That has been my number one rule since I started practicing medicine is hand sanitizer in every room, wash my hands as many times as I can, and don't ever put anything in my mouth or my nose that hasn't been cleaned very well. I think if you do that and you wore face masks, what is about all you can do. So other than avoiding places that you know are becoming hot spots.
So we don't need to freak out yet. We just
not
need
Nashville.
To be aware.
I don't think
well, but I mean, listen, right. We have listeners everywhere, all coasts. We're a national show. We got California listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We got,
that's right.
So get one final tip of advice, Dr. Lewis. What is it?
Again, keep your hands clean, hand sanitize all day. Don't touch things that you know are touched by thousands and thousands of people. Stairwell rails, escalator rails. And just be careful about any finger foods and
finger foods. I didn't even think about that. That's all I had for dinner last night.
But you were, yeah. Your fingers were the only one that probably touched it.
Oh.
Yeah, or especially sharing finger foods with anybody. It's funny during when we have all of our Christmas parties during the year, I won't even look at a finger food basket. I mean, it's flu season, and then people don't know they have the flu yet, and so they're eating the finger food, and then you eat the finger food, and there you go. Now you got the flu.
Okay, so Whole Foods has awesome, like, you know,
no buffets. Samples.
No, not samples, but, I mean, Dr. Lewis, would you say for any place where there's, like, a buffet? Because I made this whole salad that was out, and one of my friends judged me and was like, dude, coronavirus.
Shut down the buffet!
And I was like, what? I'm not even worried about that. But, I mean, that's a good point. Like, and then kids even, like, we have bags of, like, popcorn at the house.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And instead of pouring the popcorn out, the kids have been putting their hands right in, and they need to stop that, right?
Right. You got it. You need to get, like, an applicator spoon or an applicator bowl. Okay. The best way to do that.
All right. Send some masks.
When you see the kids at a... I saw this one time at a doctor's office. He had a big bowl of M&Ms, and everybody was just putting their hands in there and grabbing this candy. And
ew.
I was like, oh, my Lord.
Well, we appreciate the tips. I didn't think about finger foods. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about buffets. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about... There's
salad
so much
bars.
To think about right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But I am going to get me an N69 mask and call it a day.
I don't think that was
N95,
the number.
But,
oh, whatever. I'm going to get a 69. All right, Dr. Lewis, thank you very much. Appreciate you as always. Dr. Lewis has a few locations in Austin. Dr. Lewis, where are your spots?
We have one near Dripping Springs, one in South Austin, Oak Hill area, and then we have one in Bee Caves and then also Manor.
So Lewis Family Medicine in all those spots. Request Dr. Lewis and get a picture.
That's right. Yeah.
Which he will be like, what is happening?
Hey, and why might need to send some stuff. In which office are y'all? Did y'all put the Pimp and Joy room in?
It's at Bee Caves.
Yeah.
We have an entire room just dedicated to that and, nice. And Popo.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Dr. Lewis, we'll see you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, man.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley. They shared on social media that they're expecting baby number 3. Luke Combs' favorite album of all time is one of Willie Nelson's.
Probably my favorite record. It's hard to say. It's really hard to say this, but it's probably Stardust by Willie Nelson. Like, I can put that album on, and, like, side one is just, like, the most relaxing, soothing thing I've ever heard from front to back.
Lauren Elena's EP drops today. It includes 6 songs, including the title song, Getting Good.
Maybe that's when life starts getting good. Oh, getting good.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, there's this guy, Oren Gilbert Jr. He lives in Virginia. He's 95 years old. And he went to his local 7-Eleven one day and realized they were really overwhelmed. So he started pitching in and helping the employees. Now, every day, he shows up at 5 a.m. Well, 6 days a week. He takes Sundays off. But he shows up to just help out. He does not work there. But the employees, they treat him like family. Again, he's 95, and he really just does whatever he can to help. If he doesn't show up, now the workers at 7-Eleven will go to his house to make sure that he's okay.
They fire him.
No, they go check on him.
Yeah.
It's like he's like their little, you know, 7-Eleven helper mascot person, and people just expect to see him there. And I just think it's so cool that he started doing it just because they were overwhelmed.
And it's cool that they've kind of taken him as one of their own and treated him like it.
Because
like,
I don't think anybody else is going to really employ him per se. So this is his way of still staying alive. Because they say,
staying alive. And also, maybe they break him off a Slurpee or so.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, maybe, they pay him in Slurpees.
Exactly. But they say, if you want to keep living, don't retire.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Over to Eddie, who's filling in for Lunchbox.
So police are looking for a jewelry thief who stole a necklace worth $700. It's a Versace necklace. Okay. He broke the window, and the cops think he's a fisherman because his technique was very unique. He used a fishing rod. He stuck the fishing rod out and fished the necklace off a mannequin's neck. And got it out. Here's the thing. It took him 3 hours to do it, so he's not a very smart dude.
How do they know how long it took, and did they catch him?
There was surveillance camera. They're still looking for him.
Oh, there's footage of you.
There is 3 hours worth of footage of you trying to cast the rod, the line, get it on the necklace, and then try.
The Victoria Police puts up the footage. Security footage shows a man using a fishing rod to remove a Versace necklace from a mannequin within the store just after 2 a.m. But you know what? Nobody else is out there. He shouldn't do this, right? But boy, here he is, just rocking it with the fishing pole.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know Versace made necklaces. What exactly is Versace? I know it's a brand.
It's a brand. I mean,
what are they most known for?
Clothes.
Oh. Clothes.
Clothes. But they make everything. But I would say it's a clothing that we've never really touched before.
Okay, it's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
expensive. Like a shirt could be probably thousands of dollars.
So it's like Gucci.
Yes, and like funky designs.
A T-shirt, a Versace T-shirt, is $350.
I'm picturing more like a silk button down.
A Versace long sleeve shirt in red is $1,020.
What?
A shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? In the Chris Hart documentary, they have Versace night, now that I think about it, and they go to this Versace store. What did I say his name was?
Chris.
Okay, as you can tell, I'm an idiot. Kevin Hart, the comedian, him and all his friends who also are comedians on tour with them, they go and have a Versace night where they go to a Versace store and they all buy like a shirt, and they're all like $1,000 a piece.
I remember those patterns, they're just real like different.
That's crazy.
The more Eddie talks, the more we talk about this, is I'm like, I get it, guy. I just sat there 2 or 3 hours.
Maybe he's not a bonehead.
Yeah. All right, Eddie, thank you very much.
All right, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bone, come on.
All right, Raymundo says we're going to play a TV show game, and I get to play, which I'm so excited to play. Raymundo, how's this work?
It's the first line of a TV show theme song, so I'm going to just read it, and you guys are going to tell me the TV show.
Okay. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
You're going to be so good at this.
All right, here we go.
You want the example, or you want to just get right to it?
Let's go.
Get right in.
Let's go, baby.
Okay.
Use the example, number one.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
I'm in.
In.
I go first. That is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Softball.
Of course.
Got that one?
Come on.
Next up, Raymundo.
All right. Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm.
Wait.
I'm in.
Is this a TV show?
Oh, yeah.
It's a song like that.
Will you do it again for Amy, Raymundo?
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm.
Good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Is that what that is?
Don't answer her, Bubs. Don't answer her.
Sing it again, Amy.
Just some good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
It's interesting.
Is that what that is?
I mean,
that
style.
Fits really well, though, whatever you're doing.
You know, but I don't know the rest of the song, but I just know it goes, I'm just some good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
Wow. Are you doing Elvis?
It's like, is this just some good old boys never meet? Just some good old boys. It's not, is it, am I the wrong beat?
Amy, you got 5 seconds.
Oh gosh, I can't get the country out of my head. Maybe it's more like just some good old boys never mean it. So, huh, boys, harm. Okay, I'm in.
What is your answer?
Reno 911.
The song goes,
just a good old boy.
That's ding, what ding, I'm singing.
Ding, ding, ding. Never meaning no harm. It's Dukes of Hazzard.
Come on, Amy. I got it. Dukes of Hazzard.
I thought that was just a song, like on the radio.
That's Waylon.
This isn't a song. This is a song.
So was the Fresh Prince song.
That one wasn't on the radio.
But I don't know that that was ever played as like a radio
song. To me, it was.
Oh, in your heart? Okay. Next up, Raymundo, give us the first line of it.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
That was one of the best songs on the radio.
Just a rare condition.
Stop!
This day and age. To read any good news on the front of a newspaper page.
Now I can't even sing it. Now I don't even know.
Radio song.
Do it again, Raymundo.
It's a rare condition
this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
On the newspaper page. Love and tradition. A grand design. Okay, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Family Matters.
Yay! Family Matters.
Why do I always get these mixed up?
Yes!
I Full House.
Oh, no. Same singers.
Newspaper page.
Next up, Raymundo. TV theme songs. Go ahead.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
Can you sing that one, Amy?
I can. You want me to?
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody in?
I'm in.
Yeah, I know these like the back of my hand.
You
okay,
do.
Say it one more time, Ray.
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
What are you doing?
Why did you just yell at me?
Wait.
Just sing it from the beginning. Show me that smile again. Go.
Show me that smile.
No.
Now I need. Yes, I have it. If he says it, I have it. Say it again.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile.
Show me that smile.
Okay, stop. You're just yelling the same thing.
No, I know.
It goes like this.
Show me that smile.
No.
You're just doing the same thing and going, no. Okay.
Wait.
It goes, show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
With or without you now.
Just some good old boys. What do you have, Amy?
Who's the boss?
No.
Is it Growing Pains?
It's Growing Pains,
yeah.
I
love that.
I got Growing Pains.
See, did you hear her? Did you?
Yeah, that was the background.
That's what
I was
doing.
But you don't sing a song by just doing the background.
Eddie, what'd you have?
Growing Pains.
Nice.
Okay, that's the part I knew, though. Show me that smile.
Okay, we'll do them together. Ready? Me first. Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
See, okay, there you go. Okay.
That's exactly what I've been doing
what
the
you were
whole
doing.
Time.
Why are you randomly picking
and
a background vocal?
I had Growing Pains and I crossed it out.
Last one. Here we go.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries, it sure would help a lot.
What?
Hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it again, Armando.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries, it sure would help a lot.
I have it.
Give me a hint.
Well,
you're not gonna win,
but it's a very famous show.
Can we hear it one more time?
Well, obviously.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries, it sure would help a lot.
I almost had
God,
it.
Me
I just
too,
need
dude.
A hint.
I'm so close.
Making the world.
Making the world.
Making the world again.
Gosh, making.
You're.
I don't want you to tell me what it is.
You want
is.
Me to sing it?
Not even a little bit.
Making a way in the world
today.
Again.
Oh, cheers!
Cheers.
Amy!
We weren't going
to win, Eddie. All right, I'm in. Cheers.
I got cheers.
Bobby won.
Of course he did.
Show what you got. Oh.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Get away.
Oh, gosh. Here she goes.
All the background vocals.
Everybody knows your name. Bum, 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 bum. And they're always glad you came. Bum, bum, bum. You want to be where you can.
Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 26.
Troubles are all the same.
Do you know this song?
No, not until you guys like started singing it.
But do you know it when you hear it?
Yes, after that, but I would have never guessed it.
Do you just know it because the song was so present or because you actually saw the show at any point?
The song. I never watched the show.
And it's on commercials too now. This song is. Well, I won, but it was a good game. That was a fun game. And when I win, I just feel like, oh! Yo, unbelievable. Nice.
Good one, Bones.
Thank you. Hey, Raymundo, do number 8. See if they know number 8.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have
the facts of life.
The facts of life.
There you go.
So you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
Our kid, my kids, they don't know this. Like, 20 years from now, they're not going to be able to play a TV game from their TV shows because they don't have intros. They have Netflix, and it gets straight to it, and they can skip the intro. There's nothing.
Used to be. Now, though, they're able to make longer themes again because you can skip the theme.
Right, but
I would counter what you just said.
But my kids are skipping it, so they're not going to know
that's
it.
That's on them.
I know that's on them.
That's on them.
they're
almost missing some good songs out there.
Do you know, I feel there are two superstitious things I do, and I don't believe in superstition, but one of them is when The Office comes on, I never skip the music.
Mm.
Wow. Ever, because I will have a bad day.
Oh my gosh.
I listen to the whole thing. I know there are 33 drum beats. There are 33 boom, boom, bass drum kicks in that song because I count them every time. And then another thing is, however, if I'm like, I'm having a big day today or something happening, I turn on the radio and whatever song's on defines my day in my mind.
Oh.
So if it's like a song I love or
risky,
a sad
man.
Song, I know.
the whole day stands on that song.
Yep. So I do that too. So there you go. Hey, nice job. That was fun, huh?
Hey, yeah. good win, hey. Bones.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So moms are dreading daylight saving switch because their kids get all kinds of cranky and they really do see a difference in how they act. So they're saying, like, start a few days early, like now. Don't wait till Sunday morning to make the switch.
No, that's never going to happen.
What?
It's really early,
yeah,
right?
No,
you're like, I'll just handle it then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could just a little bit, like, make the switch. I mean, I know we're going into the weekend, but they say by adjusting your child's bedtime 15 to 20 minutes earlier, you could help. You're being proactive towards the change.
In theory, I think it's wonderful. I just don't know. It's not going to happen with us. It's definitely not going to happen with them. You just let it happen and you grunt through it.
And then even if you grunt through it, on average, they say it takes about 3 days for children to get back into a normal sleeping pattern after daylight saving. So
and by children, they also mean us.
Oh, yeah, right.
No. By the way, daylight saving, Sunday morning, 2 a.m. So actually Saturday night. It's at, you know, it's Sunday morning officially, but Saturday night, Sunday morning, 2 a.m. There you go. What else?
Okay, so we have Brad Pitt to thank for Jennifer Aniston signing on to do the whole Friends reunion situation because apparently he's the one that encouraged her to participate. HBO was begging the cast to do it, but Jennifer was the one that was reluctant. Apparently they all were, but Brad was like, Jen, you should do it. You need to do this. And he encouraged her. So she signed on, and they were getting $4 million each. So
I wish it were their characters, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care to hear them talk about the old days.
Mm-hmm.
I wish their characters, you know what would be cool? If their characters all got together in a room and sat around. Even if it wasn't a scripted show. If Rachel Green and Chandler got together and just updated us on their lives. I don't really care that much about hearing them talk about what used to happen on the show. Just me.
I'm just trying to be hopeful for it because I'm excited and I want it to be good. So I'm like, yeah, maybe it'll just give us, like here, sometimes people like to see what behind the scenes and what happens a little bit. And not that we're on that level by any means, but we never saw any of that. Like, especially when that show was airing, we didn't have like Instagram or people to follow where you got to see some behind the scenes stuff. If you like a show, there was none of that. So maybe they'll just give us some insight of what it was like.
Let me run this by you. Would you rather have this version of the show where they come on and they're all the actors,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, or would you rather have one of those shows on Lifetime where it's people playing them but giving us the dirty, dirty?
Like they've done with Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
And
which one would you rather
have?
You
like those, right, Amy?
I do.
Because that one would be a lot cheaper and free. We have to subscribe to another service.
Yeah, you're right. And
I'm not getting HBO Max, I don't think. Is that what it's on? HBO Max?
Yeah. Yes. You're right. And in that, however they do it, they do incorporate all the rumors and things that were out there.
I don't even care if it's true. Entertain me.
True.
Which one would you rather have?
I guess I would rather have the USA special or Lifetime original or something.
All right, what else?
Okay, a teenager has gone viral for the way she quit her job. She filmed it all, posted it on TikTok, and had a pretty epic way that she stormed out. She was working at Wendy's.
Hey, John, I quit.
Maria, stop.
I'm not a lost cause, and I quit. Goodbye.
And that is her climbing out the drive-through window.
Nice.
Because that's she wanted to exit.
No, she wanted a lot of TikTok views, let's be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, go big or we're going to go home.
Go home out the window.
She went home.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So 11-year-old Bella Tadlock, she was born without a left hand. She's a huge Star Wars fan, and she raised $14,000, and she became the first person ever to get a multi-grip bionic arm. Now, since she's a big fan, it's R2-D2 themed. She's R2-D2 is one of the droids, so it looks just like R2-D2, and that's not it. Someone else who lost their left hand in a movie, Luke Skywalker. So the guy who played Luke Skywalker, his name is Mark Hamill, he gave her a call.
But I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of yours. They call it a hero arm because you really are a hero.
It's cool.
How cool is that? Skywalker called her.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What lights up a soccer stadium?
What lights up a soccer stadium?
A soccer match.
That was the Morning Corny.
Let's go over to Nikki, who is calling us in New York. Nikki, good morning. What's happening? How are you?
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning. What's going on with you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I just wanted to call in. I know I don't have a lot of time. You guys are just such a positive influence in my day. Amy, you are such a big role model to me. You guys bring so much joy to mine and my family's life. I used to listen in Rochester, and now I live in Buffalo and can only listen on the podcast. But every day I bring something, you know, to my family group chat that you guys share on the podcast, and we all talk about it. It just brings us joy and a little light in today's world. So thank you guys for everything you do. I'm excited for you guys to come to Upstate New York. I'm hoping to be able to come to your show, but I just, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I just love you guys so much, and thank you for everything.
Have we announced where that is yet, Nikki? Or are you just going by our clues that we, when we've led you to believe we're going to be in Upstate New York?
All I heard on the podcast I was listening to a few days ago was that you announced you were coming to Upstate New York and a few other places, and okay. That's all you could say at the time.
That's all I can say still. Yeah. I never know what I say on the air or off.
Cryptic yeah. messages.
Sorry, yeah, I never know what I alluded to. If there are a lot
you
of new...
You can share more with me if you want.
I'll tell you what. I will share. Put her on hold 1 second. Hey, hold on. Hey, Nikki. If you could share with brand new listeners who listen to the show, they're like, what are these people about? They don't have good voices. They're not like the radio shows I listen to with deep voices and just talking to songs the whole time. I mean, maybe it's uncomfortable for them. What would you tell new listeners right now?
I would tell new listeners just to keep listening. You guys are so positive. You are so funny. You bring so much lightness. Just keep listening. Give them a few days. You know, listen to a few segments and you'll get hooked like I did. I literally have been listening now for 3 years and 2 years of that on the podcast. And you can't get enough of them. So just stick through it and you'll be a Bobby Bones Show fan in no time.
I think the best advice is stick through it because mm-hmm. the first time you hear our show, you're like, these guys are not good. And then the 100th time, you're like, these guys are not good, but they're my friends. There's, you know, that's the difference yeah. there.
And you like want to support your friends.
Yeah. Nikki, thank you for the call. We'll put you on hold and I'll tell you where we're coming. Okay.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's give the secret sound a run here. Let's pull Rhonda in Florida. Hey, Rhonda, how are you this morning?
Good. You guys?
We're pretty good. Sorry, it's not called the secret sound. That's what the rich people call theirs.
Yeah.
We call ours, what's that racket? Okay, I'm going to play you a sound. This game is taken from other radio stations where they do secret sound, and they offer $1,000.
Wow.
We don't have that money. We're now up to $12. So if you can name this, Rhonda, you'll win $12.
Ooh.
All right, play the sound, please. All right, Rhonda, you've heard it many times. What's that racket?
A goat.
Ooh, a goat.
Come on.
Good guess.
That is... incorrect.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It really... I never even thought a goat, but it sounds like a goat.
A lot of the guesses have been... a bunch of birds, a crazy baby, a woman sneezing, a fox, a dolphin, my ex-wife, Todd Chrisley, Hyena. He's not married anymore to her?
No.
It's a different one.
It must be a different one, or he was making a joke.
Oh, okay.
Because he's very married.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Mm-hmm. It's not a goat. Rhonda, I'm sorry, but better luck next time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later. Hey, coming in next as our guest co-host today, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler Jeff Jarrett. Double J Jeff Jarrett, who I used to watch as a kid. Crazy he's going to be up here.
And, you geeking out a little bit?
Well, for some reason, we have a microphone set up on the stage in the studio.
Yeah, he's going to power drive you.
Well, I don't know that I've agreed to that, but he's coming in next. He said he's bringing in some stuff. I don't know what he's bringing in. So we'll see what happens there. We'll give you another shot Monday to win that secret sound game.
Which on Monday, it'll be
$13.
Oh, wow.
Should we go up $5 or is it funny just to
no, I like one? The one.
I like the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to get too rich.
Yeah, no. Come on, man. It's
we don't want to flex flex our money too hard.
That sounds really hard. You can go up really high if you do it $5.
Yeah. This is his official ring music and his official announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio. 12-time World Heavyweight Champion, 6-time Intercontinental Champion, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, Double J, Jeff Jarrett! Yeah!
I know you can't hear it, but your ring music's on. You have no idea how hyped the crowd is right now, Jeff. Now you hear it.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Hey, good to see you, man.
Good to see you. I heard you were playing that theme, and I've had like 3 or 4 theme musics in my career. That's the worst.
Oh, it is? Oh.
I'm kidding.
What's the best one?
Oh, I don't know. Gosh, that's a tough one. My World that I used.
Miley Cyrus?
Oh, no,
not the same.
Good.
Amy was... Jeff's dressed up. You look good, by the way.
Well... You know, I've been around the business a while, so the days of showing up at morning radio, not ready for TV, are in my rearview mirror. So
and that's that's
showing
thinking
respect
ahead.
To you. This isn't some small AM in Hot Springs.
You know what? That's where I'm from.
I know that.
Oh, how about that? Amy saw you, though, and she goes, I thought he'd be in tights. We're like, Amy.
Sorry, I don't know much about wrestling at all, but when I saw you in like a button down and a blazer or sports coat, I was like, wait, what? Where's his outfit?
Well, I brought show and tell.
Yeah, I see that belt.
Steve told me to get ready. And
what is that belt?
Yeah, crazy.
See, you know what? This morning, my wife was going, what are you doing? What are you actually? I said, it's show and tell at the Bobby Bone Show.
Yeah, it is. We love show and tell.
Well, I was told to bring some good show and tell pieces. That's the Intercontinental title from back in the day in the 90s. So I was going to get the WCW World belt, but it was too high up in the... In my room, I'm like, look, it's 5:15 in the morning. I'm not going to grab it.
If you win a championship, you get to keep the belt or do you have to buy the belt? Or do you just kind of keep it and go, I don't know where it is?
Yeah, one of those. There's always more than one belt. There's on road cases because different shows and all that. And a lot of times you just end up with one in your bag and it didn't make it back to the arena. So,
and they'll never come, hey, Jeff, where's
some people do. That one they didn't.
How much do we feel like that's worth? Not for...
A collector?
Not for sentimental reasons, but just in like...
I don't know. Yeah, are you talking about... $5,000? $3,000 to $5,000?
Ooh, that's gold? No. That's real gold?
No, it's just the plates and the time and that kind of stuff. I'm sure the materials are not $3,000. I'm not saying they're jewels and all that kind of stuff. No, it's just the craftsmanship, the IP... that goes along with it.
Well, Jeff Jarrett is here, the WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, which I think I watched you back in the WCW more than I did WWE. Like, I was really a wrestling guy back when you were in WCW.
Late 90s, right?
Late 90s. I'm 39 years old, so that was right in my vibe.
Yes.
My question was, if there was somebody you really didn't like in real life, not wrestling life, but in real life, and you had to wrestle them, would you take it a little rougher on them?
It's somewhat, take it a little rougher. Not really. It's what we do for a living. So you always you got to come to work and put the work in and do what you got to do. But no, that doesn't get you much longevity because there's always the next night that you can be on the other end of that roughness.
Amy, you ever wanted to ask a professional wrestler a question?
She doesn't follow wrestling. Look at her.
That's why I want to know what she would want to know.
Oh, okay.
I guess, like, Well, I mean, when I see the wrestling, to me it looks like very real, but I learned later in life are you acting? Are you an entertainer? I get that, but I always thought, like, okay, for me, since I know nothing, Hulk Hogan, for example, if I would see him, I thought he was literally like pinning someone or down and doing stuff. But it's just like, if you're in a chokehold, are you really being choked?
We are called sports entertainers.
Okay.
So that might help you out. So what we do is very, very physical. It's like nothing else to me. We don't have seasons like football, basketball, baseball. We don't have, like in the music business, go out on tour and then you're home for the winter. We're 52 weeks a year. It's an incredible grind all over the world. We don't have, it's just such a unique, we come from, you know, back in the early 1900s, it was based out of the carnival. So it's like a traveling carnival show now that has blossomed into this global spectacle. We got WrestleMania next month, and it's one of the biggest pop culture events in the world. So it has really come a long way, but it's very, very physical. But we don't call it fake. We call it scripted entertainment. Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
No, that's good. Scripted. No. You asked a very poignant question.
If you had too many cinnamon rolls, would you see it when you're wearing, you know, you're out? Could you see it on yourself or be like, Jeff, don't worry about it. You look great. But you're like, I don't know. I don't feel like I should go out there today.
Listen, you're 39. Just give it a couple more years. When that metabolism slows down, it is a whole different ballgame. But yes, you got to stay in shape. That's another thing, a part of our job that you know, NFL guys, they get beat up on Sundays, but they have 6 days to prepare and 6 days to recuperate. We're 4 or 5 nights a week. So it's just a whole different mindset. So yes, you want to stay very, very healthy conscience, not only your diet, but training, working out, stretching, sleeping.
Sleeping, that's a big one.
It's a huge one that I learned later in life.
Yeah, I was about to say, you probably didn't know about the sleep in the 90s.
Exactly.
You and Toby Keith buds?
We are. Oh, good old Toby. Yeah, he was actually on, we met years ago, and he was on one of my first shows when I started TNA, right when Angry American came out. But anyway, cool little story. We had him booked months before to be on our first show. And after he got booked on our show and we'd planned and all that, he got invited to the White House. So one of the claims to fame is he chose a wrestling show over going to the White House, sing at the White House. But no, me and Toby are good buds.
What about you and John Rich from Big and Rich Buds?
We are. Me and John crossed paths, I don't know, 15 years ago. And we've always really had great conversation. Just, you know, John's a lightning rod. He just got a new show called In the Pursuit, about In the Pursuit of Happiness. And I just did an interview with him. But yeah, me and John, we go way back as well.
So with like someone like John Rich or Toby Keith, since y'all are buddies, are they ever like, y'all are hanging out and they're ever like, dude, just do that move on me?
After a few drinks, everyone have like, moves done to them?
Let's wrestle real quick.
If it got real, real late back in the day. But okay. No, Toby and me actually went around the ring. He suplexed me one time and we used it for a video clip for wrestling. And then he used it as a part of his montage video clip opening on his tour for several years. So good stuff.
WWE Hall of Fame wrestler Jeff Jarrett is in studio. You also, because I was looking at your Instagram, you do a lot of work with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
I do. Just launched this just 2 weeks ago, a week or so ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you were like on a board. Like, what is your why, and then what is your job with them?
So we just locally here in Nashville or Middle Tennessee, the Man and Woman of the Year. It's to create raise funds, create awareness about LLS. But Roman Reigns, who is the top dog at WWE, he's got it in remission. But then also my father-in-law, he got it back when, 1983, basically a death sentence several times over. And then he had a bone marrow transplant. He's, you know, I believe, and we believe, and there's probably up there debatable, but he may be the oldest living bone marrow transplant in the States. Yeah, like 92, way, way back. So that's sort of how I got connected. They reached out to me. They're having a campaign, Man and Woman of the Year, but I'm the ambassador of that, and just really to create awareness. And it kicked off, and we've got a Nashville Sounds game coming up and NXT, WWE NXT at the end of this month we're doing. We've got 3 or 4 events, but it's got about a 90-day campaign. So, yes, it's near and dear to my heart.
How would people find out about this?
The easy one is at LLS Tennessee. All social media, Instagram, Twitter, that's the easiest.
Jeff Jarrett is here. And so you have the belt, you have a guitar. Now let me ask a question about this. I don't know, because I used to watch you take this guitar and beat it over people's heads.
Oh, here we go.
Are these collapsible guitars?
Oh my gosh, I have to Google this.
Well, he would come out back in the day and he'd take the guitar and boom.
Amy, what are you Googling over there? What'd you put in as search words?
That was just my password to get into my computer. Hold, please.
Like, did you have to have them specially built?
Amy, let me ask you something. Do you know Beetlejuice from Howard Stern fame?
No.
I do. I'm a big Howard Stern fan.
Google that one. I hit Beetlejuice.
Oh, you did? Okay. I don't want to ruin the magic. I was just asking to see what.
No. Yeah, no. Of course.
Oh, my gosh. Is that you?
Oh, here we go. But Bobby, no, to answer your question, you have picked up a guitar, you know if you really smash that over the head, those aren't going to shatter. So let's just say it's all part of sports entertainment.
Amy, what are you looking at and laughing so hard?
I'm not laughing. I mean, oh my gosh, he did. I don't know Beetlejuice, but
he's a big man. He's huge. 6'8" guy?
That's not Beetlejuice, Amy.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
I'm kidding, Amy. You're
Oh, okay. I was like, watching the wrong thing. But you, first of all, what year was that? I mean, because you...
99.
Oh, and also you have clothes on, so I can't tell, but like you're very, like I wasn't expecting, I don't know.
What? Say what you're thinking, Amy. Amy's covering her face because she's embarrassed, Jeff, that you're so ripped.
No, you're older. No.
I'm older. Wow.
No, that's not what I mean. I guess.
Jeff, like, wait till Karen gets down here.
Pull up some pictures of her like 15 years ago.
No,
like,
I know.
I can't believe it. You're older.
And yes, that would be fine. That's not what I mean. I just mean like... I just, like right now, your look, your vibe, everything you're giving off to me right now is not this guy climbing rope and like Bobby, beating people up.
She is not a wrestler.
She's new. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's okay.
She definitely new.
So like right now, you just got hit in the junk. Like and you look like to be in excruciating pain, but that's just, he's not really hitting you.
Amy's amazed at wrestling in general. It's not even a joke. So they pick each other up and slam each other? What is this? In studio with WWE Hall of Fame wrestler Jeff Jarrett, who I was a big fan of. We were kind of talking about the 90s during the break there. But I have some questions I always wanted to ask you about.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Jeff. These are easy. They're not like, these are just like me being curious. Have you ever messed up and called a wrestler by their real name on TV and not their wrestling name?
It doesn't come to mind, no.
Like Sting, you'll be like, "What up, Steve?" Oh, golly, I mean Sting.
No, because a lot of times that we, I call Sting Stinger, or I call Kevin Nash Big Daddy. It just depends on. The short answer is no. I don't recall that I did that.
During the break, Amy was telling you that you look like a salesperson, which I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Oh, my gosh. It is. It's not bad. Everything I'm saying, you're taking negatively.
I didn't say it was negative.
If anything, I was so impressed with how how he is underneath his outfit. It's like Superman, you know?
Yeah.
You're in your business suit, and then you
go in the phone booth,
and you come out in your flashy little shorts.
So what do people say when they find out, Jeff, that you... are a professional wrestler? Like if they just meet you and they don't know the history and they're like, wait, you what? Well, what's usually their reaction?
You know, but sort of like Amy. Really? You really did that? What's really interesting to me is that I'll be doing appearances and there'll be a guy, you know, my age, 40s, 50s years old, come up, hey, and they'll know all this. And then they'll introduce me to their son who's 11 years old, who, you know, there's no way they know who Jeff Jarrett is. Yeah, remember when you wrestled Razor Ramon or Scott Steiner or Goldberg? Yeah, I'm like, how do you know that? And the kids today with YouTube, I mean, and the WWE Network, how they can research and they know the history. That sort of freaks me out sometimes.
Did you ever meet Andre the Giant?
I did. As a little boy, he came working through this territory for my father. But I never, I wasn't working for the WWF at the time when he made his runs, his final runs.
Pretty big, huh?
Huge.
Yeah. You know, something I talk about sometimes, I'll go do theaters and do stand-up, and you walk out, and on stage, you're the belle of the ball, and everybody's like, yeah, and you're laughing, and then you go back to your hotel room, and you're alone watching TV. And it's like, just this juxtaposition of ah, and then nah, and it's like back to back. Was that what being a wrestler was like, where you're out, you're just celebrated by hundreds of thousands of people, and then all of a sudden 2 hours later you're back in your hotel room going, man, if people only knew.
Oh, for sure. And the thing about us is that you know, we're on to the next town. So you get out of the ring and you're, you know, it's very physical, so your blood's pumping, your adrenaline's pumping, you have that huge dump, and then an hour later, you're at Waffle House with four guys, and then 2 hours after that, you've been driving 150 miles, and then you get to a hotel, and this is back in the day, oh, we don't have a reservation? Okay, there's four to a room.
Oh, wow. Man.
Welcome to the big time.
Oh,
cots,
wow.
And floors, and so that, yes, I've experienced that quite a bit back in the day.
Is the ring springy like a trampoline?
You know, people, when they get in the ring, a lot of people will say, I didn't realize how hard it was, because you try to walk very fast on a trampoline, you can't do it. So it does have some give to it, but it's much harder than folks, just because there's four to six guys. Sometimes it's built, you know, you got to have sometimes 10, 15 guys in there. So too much spring, it doesn't work. So it's not as springy as you would think.
If you look back at your career, what was your best win? Like, you were number one. If you, here it is, kids. I get to talk about one match. Who did you beat? What was it?
Gosh, wins in our business, you know, the bad guys, sometimes my biggest matches or most famous matches or best matches are when I got beat. So,
okay, what's your favorite match? What is that?
Oh, man. I've had a few. I've had a few with Shawn Michaels.
Was he Heartbreak Kid, or was it when he was back in?
Oh, he was the Heartbreak. He's always been the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, but the Shawn Michaels. Kurt Angle, I've had matches, Flair, and long list, but Shawn would probably have to be right up there at the top.
Okay,
like
question.
Slowly, like the fanboy is seeping out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm trying to play it cool.
And then
all of a sudden I'm like, okay, a turnbuckle. Amy, go ahead.
Okay, well, when you say, Bobby is asking about your favorite win, you're like, well, in our business, but since it's sports entertainment, do you know going in who's going to win that night? Or are you not allowed to say that?
You know what, Amy? You don't.
You don't know? You don't know? Oh. Because I thought you were scripted.
But that's the only thing we don't script. It's literally the only thing we don't script.
Oh.
Amy, bless your heart. I absolutely love having you in studio.
Okay, thank you. I love having you here, too.
Easter Bunny's coming up. It's going to be there. Christmas is coming. St. Nick will be around.
Mm-hmm.
They just guess when they're in the ring, Amy.
No, is he saying
they,
for real?
They do rock, paper, scissors.
No. I know.
Halfway through the ring.
So y'all are just messing with me. Y'all know. They know.
What do you think?
Amy, think about it.
I mean, think.
I think they know, but yeah. I don't.
Amy,
I
look
don't.
At me. Have I ever lied to you?
You just did.
No.
You said you didn't know.
Know what?
You didn't know who was going to win.
We don't.
Okay.
Who tells you?
Okay, you're lying again.
Well,
I believe you. I believe people, so now I believe you.
Well, they at times switch it up right before the match and go like, you know what? We didn't like how this.
Yeah, absolutely. That's. I think if you have to drill it down to, you know, what do you really, really love about our business is that you get to go out and perform live. It's a different audience every night. You know, I've done a few movies or TV shows, and it's take and cut and take and cut, and you sit around all day to shoot one scene. In our business, you go out, and if you're in Madison Square Garden one night, the audience is one day. You go to the, you know, Staples Center in Los Angeles or wherever, and it's just a different audience. But as far as the creative process goes, it can turn on a dime, literally, before you go through the curtain. Hey, let's do this.
If you're in a hole, you, let's say you're, you know, you're locked up with somebody. Will you guys ever be like, hey, did you see that show the other night on Fox? Did you watch American Idol? Kelly Clark? Well, you guys, if you're working so much, because sometimes, like Amy,
sure,
and I can be having a conversation on the air talking to millions of people, but we can also be writing a note
100%.
Going, hey, your shoes are not cute today. But we can do two things at once because we're so comfortable.
Yes.
Would you guys do that?
You know, if you have a big pay-per-view match or TV and you got so many different things going on, you got to hit everything right. Not so much, but we call them non-televised matches. And when you're out and you're having fun and it's real spontaneous and you see a rabid 78-year-old grandmother on the third row, you say, hey, look right behind you. I mean, just you can have those spontaneous moments that are a lot of fun. Yes.
WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett is here. Yeah, what's the guitar? Is that one you want to break on somebody?
No.
Do those cost a bunch of money though? The ones you break? Because when artist friends of mine will slam their guitars, I'm like, give them away? I'm like, what are you thinking?
Yes. So there's all we'll call them the prop guitars.
Yeah.
Yes, they can run very high. That's a guitar for show and tell that we sell as a piece of merchandise. You know, back in the day, it was back when you went. Probably it was 8x10s and maybe some T-shirts. Now the licensing of our industry is unbelievable. Replica belts, guitars, leather jackets, lunch boxes. I mean, the licensing program in WWE is mind-boggling.
How much would you sell that guitar for at a store?
Or
a shop? Yeah, like
for that guitar,
like for your guitar,
that one right there is $199.
If I were to give you $199, would you break that one on Eddie's back?
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Oh, okay, great.
Real one.
Yeah. Can I pay you $199 and I'll get Eddie.
Jeff Jarrett is here. We're going to come back. We have another segment with Jeff coming up in a second.
One more?
Yeah, we have unless you're done.
No,
are you tired?
You're not throwing me out of here. How come I don't get... those are just guests, right? I'm actually part of the
team. You're part of the show, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we put guests in the guest.
Who would have thought?
Like, you can go sit in the guest chair if you want.
I'm kidding.
You're one of us today.
And I like that. Yeah. It's an honor. It truly is.
And when someone comes in the show, we're just so interested in their lives. So, and Amy's watching YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good looking back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
You know, nothing to, swat at now, Jeff, but come on. How long have you been married?
2010. So, coming up on 10 years.
I saw... 10 years. Where'd you meet this wife?
Through our industry.
She wrestles?
Amy, Google right now. Karen Jarrett.
Okay, sorry.
No, she doesn't. She was a valet, if you will, a personality. And
what was her name before it was Karen Jarrett?
Karen Angle. That was Kurt Angle's first wife.
So I guess there's kind of a bond. Like, you know what each other are going through when you're wrestling and on the road all the time. Is there that?
Oh, sure. And we traveled around the world together lots and times to Mexico. They didn't like me down there for some reason. But she went down there. So, yeah, we've worked together quite a bit.
In studio with Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, 12-time World Heavyweight Champion, 6-time Intercontinental Champion.
Who's getting the figure four?
Well, not me.
Oh.
Jeff, I'm getting older.
Oh, stop! You're 39.
I'm not bouncing back like I used to.
Oh, kid, I don't want to hear that.
I did wear the belt during the break. I did a promo where I talked garbage to Eddie.
See that on Instagram soon.
It's pretty good.
And Eddie was like acting like he was filming it, and he wasn't.
It was a picture.
What was the name of your finisher?
Oh, that was called the bone. I give you the bone. Come here and take the bone. No one ever wanted to take the bone.
That's your finishing move?
Yeah, and then when I got, when I elevated my status, it was called the super bone.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, come on,
he's
baby.
He's got it.
Take the super bone.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants a super bone, though.
Do you hear your co-host here?
I hear him, yeah.
And then sometimes they would get extremely boned, and it just never ended well. Like, it hurt me.
Stop.
To do that finishing.
He's going back to his early days in radio.
Here's the thing, Jeff. I'll tell you a real story. When I was in 7th grade, we were wrestling in off-season football. And I was very small, but I definitely wouldn't take any crap. I would wrestle anyone.
Yep.
And so that we was wrestling another dude, and my shorts ripped open, and I didn't know it, and my wiener came out, and I didn't know it, and I kept wrestling, and it was humiliated because they called me T-Bone until I graduated high school. And it stayed, and it stunk. But I think that's my finisher now, the T-Bone. I've just talked myself back into it.
Here we go.
Yeah, it all comes back.
Is this story true?
That's true.
It's in his book.
Yeah, that is true.
Are professional wrestling matches predetermined?
It depends who's in them,
So do I believe the T-Bone story?
Yeah, you should. Yes, that's real. But, I'm getting a... Here's a question. Some of the texters say, do wrestlers have to pay for their own travel and hotel?
That's not airfare, but some guys get there. It just depends on the routing. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
And you have a guitar. We played. You brought that for us to see. You have a belt. Is there any move you could do to Eddie? We have like a minute. Any move you could do to Eddie?
You up for it?
Whatever you want.
He He open hand
whatever
slap?
You want.
No, I wouldn't do that. Figure four?
Wait, but the slap though, like that. The slap. Four. Don't you hit your foot when you slap like so? It's louder.
Let's try.
We only have 1 minute, guys.
He
says,
let's try. Let's do it. Let's give it a try. Come on, Eddie, just do it.
Oh my God.
Take your headphones off, Eddie.
We can do it over here.
Wait, Eddie, we literally have 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Come on, let's go, Eddie. Come on.
Jeff
come on,
Jarrett man. And Eddie. Oh, he's taking off his jacket.
Oh wow. Okay, now things are getting serious.
Lay down.
Oh, he's getting on the floor.
Eddie's on the floor. Oh, Jeff's gonna put him in the figure four. Oh no. Get this. Get this. He's putting Eddie in the figure four. Oh, no. Oh, no. Eddie's in the figure four.
Oh, oh.
Eddie, tap out. Tap out. Eddie's tapped out. Winner and 13-time champion, Jeff Jarrett. Yeah, at least you didn't get super boned, dude. Okay, hey, Ray, let's...
That kind
of
hurt, man.
Let's come back with Jeff real quick on this side of this. And
he was telling Eddie, relax.
You're going to relax when this dude's over you.
So stiff.
Eddie's getting his leg broken. He's like, dude, just chill.
Yeah, just relax.
Calm down. If you relax, it won't hurt.
The femur is ripping through the shin. Eddie, just chill, bud. We're all good. Jeff Jarrett is here. Our last guest host. We've had in some really incredible guest hosts that have kind
you
of
have.
Brought in different slices of life. If you guys want to hit us up, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. Let's take about 15 seconds. We'll come back with Jeff Jarrett here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett is here. If you missed the segment a second ago, we put Eddie in the figure four. Eddie, did it hurt?
Yeah, my knee hurts a little bit still. I mean, dude, I'm old. Like, everything hurts on me, so I can feel, like, a little bit of pain in my knee.
You guys are talking like you're old. Well, how old are you?
40.
Oh, my God. You're a kid.
Yeah.
You are absolutely a kid.
We have two things we're going to do. Jeff's Tell Me Something Good, and then we're going to bring in a parting gift for Jeff Jarrett. Jeff,
ooh.
We do a segment called Tell Me Something Good, which we're going to put right here, which is you highlighting something cool that's happened around you or that you know of. Raymundo, we're going to hit this imaging clip first. Go ahead.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
All right, Jeff, you're up.
Wow. We've sort of already touched on it, but for me to get the opportunity, I do as much giving back. I believe life is certainly paradoxical. The more you give, the more you get. And I was the ambassador for the Salvation Army Rock the Red Kettle, the ringing of the kettles for the second year in a row back around the holiday season. And then I was asked to be the ambassador for the LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's such a feel good. And for me to get the opportunity, again, we've talked about being on stage my whole career and yay, it's all about Jeff. Well, those days are over. So I like to give back as much as I possibly can.
Come on.
It's awesome.
Well, as a parting gift, who would you say was your biggest adversary, like rival?
Shawn Michaels?
He's here. I'm just kidding. He's not here. We set up a match now. Steve said this guy was a late rival of yours.
Oh, he's sure. Oh, my man.
Who is that guy?
Elias.
Okay, so I'm late on Elias.
Yeah. Who? So Elias now, huge WWE superstar. He plays, he sings, he writes. He is, you remember my character, Double J. He's Double J 2020.
Oh, so he's music, fighting.
Yes. He's got such a cool vibe about him, sort of a drifter, sort of a Johnny Cash, sort of Bruce Springsteen. It's just a real cool vibe. So, yes.
Well, Elias. We all signed his action figure and gave it to you.
Look at
makes
that.
No sense, but yeah.
I just...
Put it next
somebody
to your championship belt.
Somebody signed right on his chest hairs. Yeah. That's
Double
nice.
J wore a cowboy hat?
He did.
Google with my baby tonight, Amy, and you can hear my voice.
Okay.
Go ahead. With my baby tonight, YouTube.
Got it.
Crank it up.
Here, just sing us a little bit of that. Come on, Jeff. Just give us a little bit.
Come on, Jeff.
Un poquito. Oh,
come on.
I got to hear the spend my days working hard on the go. When the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow. Because I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
There he
is.
Hey, Jeff, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, you know, I promise you, I cannot thank you enough for having me on.
You know, we've been here for about an hour and even spending time with you off during the breaks has been real cool. And getting
yeah, I love it. Lynette, co-worker with my wife, Karen. go back to work. She's your biggest fan.
Lynette, thank you for listening. Appreciate that. There he is, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer.
Follow him
on Instagram and Twitter, Real Jeff Jarrett, not fake Jeff Jarrett. We don't like that guy.
It's JeffJarrett.
Real
Jeff Jarrett.
Real
Thanks,
Jeff
Bobby.
Jarrett. All right, there he is, Jeff Jarrett. Yeah. All right, there we go. Joey Chestnut, the guy that eats all the hot dogs, competitive eater, he ate 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes.
Dang.
It's almost a Big Mac a minute. 32 Big Macs, period, is a lot in a day. You know what? In a month.
I started thinking if I can do like three in a day, that'd be a lot.
I would love for Netflix to do a documentary on not how much they eat, but like what their body does, mm-hmm. How they train their body to do that. And honestly, not to be gross, but like the bathroom after that. Like what happens to their body? Does he just get sick? Does he poop it all out?
Yeah.
Because
it sounds normal. Like when you read stuff like this, like, oh yeah, Joey Chestnut, whatever, he does it all the time. Sounds normal. I wonder if his body just gets destroyed every time he does it.
Or does it get used to it? Or does his stomach stretch?
Well, that's what they have to do. They have to train their stomach to do that.
If you were to look at his stomach, would it be bigger because he's been eating so much over time? Because I know you guys probably look at like my biceps and go, that guy's been lifting.
Right. First thing we think.
Totally.
The model Ashley Graham was changing her baby in the middle of a store. What do you think about that?
She got some backlash online. If she had nowhere else to go and her baby needed to be changed, like...
It's like right in an aisle. Like right on the edge of an aisle. Ashley Graham, it has nothing to do with breastfeeding in public, which is a lot of times what people will face.
Mm-hmm.
But she's being called out for changing her infant's diaper in the middle of a store instead of going into the bathroom or to the back of her car. She posted a picture of her and the child in the middle of an aisle or store as she changed the diaper. What do you think about that?
I don't know the whole story or why she would do that. I personally would try to find a bathroom or, go to the back of my car, which I see other moms doing. Like, I see it in the parking lot. They put them in the back seat, or if they have an SUV, put down the tailgate, change the diaper real quick, go back in. I'm just curious. Like, I'm thinking in my mind there had to maybe not be a bathroom or
something.
It looks
like a Target or a Home Depot.
And
it's a Staples?
Oh, Staples.
So this is a bathroom.
It's right in the aisle of a Staples.
Interesting. I don't know.
I think if you want to breastfeed anybody, go to town.
Me too.
Baby's got to eat and it's not hurting anybody else. A poopy baby though, smell, could
then,
be poop. It's gross.
Germs.
Yeah. Like poop is a bad germ. If you can get to a bathroom.
It's funny yours is about the poop. Like, it just smells or whatever. I think it's just weird. Like, and I've seen it happen, and I hate it. I'm just like, because your eye automatically goes like, oh my gosh, naked baby.
Like, I would go, whatever you do in public at a store, you should be able to do at a restaurant. I would never want you to change a poopy baby at a restaurant.
Correct.
You can breastfeed all day.
Yeah, everywhere. And mine's not even about the naked baby. I'm with Bobby, too. Like, there's fecal matter.
Oh, yeah, it's not the naked baby.
I
feel weird with the naked baby.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting.
Right. She's right in it, right in the middle of an aisle. If you can't get anywhere else, I get it. But, it's a weird picture. That she would even put that up.
Was it just like a selfie? She's like, here we are,
no,
aisle 10.
Someone took a picture over in the aisle.
Oh, okay.
She said, blank just got real. First diaper blew up while in Staples. No restroom in sight. Thank God.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why she had to do it.
She's in a store.
But no restroom.
Like, maybe literally she can't see one.
No restroom in sight.
Yeah. You know what song I love? I was listening to it yesterday, and most times when a new song is played over and over, it takes me a minute. But this Keith Urban song, this God Whispered Your Name, Raymond, play me the hook of that song.
Then God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. Suddenly I won't live.
Have you heard this song?
I haven't. I like it, though.
Yeah, it's really good. And I hear it all the time, and it's rare for a rate. Listen, I don't program the music on this show. Sometimes I'll play a song because my company's like, you want to play something, but I don't program the music. And so that song came on, and I was like, wow, we're really hitting some new music here quickly. Sometimes it takes a long time for a song to build up. That Keith Urban song is good. I'm going to play that in a second. Because then God whispered your name. And then whisper me your name.
Got a good groove to it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I think I see some listeners in the green room. Hi, guys. Did you guys win a contest or something? Come in the studio for a second.
I know. I didn't. They were taking video, and I looked back. I had something like in my tooth, and I was like picking at my mouth, and I looked back, and they were filming. I was like, hey.
Well, I didn't know they were coming in.
Don't mind me.
Come on in here for a second, guys. How are you guys? Come up to that microphone right there. So we're, well, that's a really tall mic. Hold on 1 second. We'll get that adjusted for you. So sometimes listeners will do auctions or we'll do charity type things. Is that what you guys want?
Yes.
Yeah, like a charity thing. Mike, can you adjust our mic when you get that camera fixed? So where are you guys from?
Baltimore.
And you, how did you get here? What did you win?
It was something Amy was involved with, the Case Adoption Gala last April. Mm-hmm. We won that auction.
Awesome.
And so is it one of those where you raise your hand and you're like,
I wish that would have been a better story, but we did it online.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes. And what is your name?
Allison.
Allison, you're from Baltimore?
Yes.
Have you guys ever been in Nashville before?
Yes.
Oh, you have? And what do you guys do when you're in town usually?
Well, we're going to go to Opryland and do the sound waves and just do a little shopping.
And how old are you?
13.
And is this your mom?
Yes.
Yeah, is she cool or no?
Yeah.
Yeah? Does she let you get on TikTok?
Yes.
You have a TikTok? Do you have rules? Do you have TikTok rules for you guys?
Yes.
What's the rules for you?
Well, a private account. And then I monitor because videos pop up sometimes. I'm not really sure about the content. So pretty vigilant about watching over what she's doing. But it's all the rage. So she loves TikTok.
You like to do the dances or you like to do funny stuff?
The dances.
Yeah,
she's a dancer.
Oh, you're a real dancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, then I bet your videos are real good.
What are your favorite like TikTok songs? Do you have any?
Renegade.
Oh yeah. My daughter's 12. Her Renegade's her favorite too.
Do you know how to do the Renegade?
Renegade. Yes.
Dang. Didn't someone like steal that girl's dance and then she got to go out and be like, I made this dance up? Mm-hmm. Like, what was that about? Do you know?
No.
Just people were doing it and claiming it. And what grade are you in at 13?
Seventh.
And how's that going for you?
Good.
What's the coolest thing about seventh grade?
My teachers are really nice.
What do you want to be when you finish school?
An interior designer.
Wow.
Do you know anybody that's an interior designer?
No.
That could teach you how to do it? Not you. And why would you want to be an interior designer?
Because I like watching the TV shows.
Okay. You know what? That's a good point.
Like on HGTV and stuff.
Yeah. And so, Mom, what do you do?
I'm in sales for Cisco Systems.
Like computer stuff?
Yes.
You're pretty smart.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm super happy you guys got to come up to the studio today.
Thank you for having us. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. All right, that's it for today. Go back and check the podcast for today. We had Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, filling in as guest co-host today. Monday show, we're bringing the draft back, obviously, and Lunchbox will be back in at some point on Monday's show. So that'll happen then. Just a lot of big stuff. Todd Chrisley filled in this week. I mean, we've had 9 guest hosts.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we had a pretty cool couple weeks for sure. So, check it all out on the podcast. This weekend, you're bored. Go hit it. Search Bobby Bone Show on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Flashback Friday. Here we go.
Flashback Friday.
On this day in 2002, the biggest country song was Drive by Alan Jackson.
Just an old plywood boat, 75 Johnson.
The song can vote as of today, 18 years old.
Wow.
The biggest pop song, Always on Time, Ja Rule with Ashanti. And the biggest thing in pop culture today, 18 years ago, The Osbournes premiered on MTV. It ran for 4 seasons. And it was a monster. It was the biggest thing. Everybody talked about it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like Ozzy Osbourne. I can't really do that.
Sharon!
It launched a singing career for Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
She had a couple singles. We did a couple of her concerts. It made Sharon a talk show host because Sharon was just his manager.
What was his son's name?
Jack. Crazy. The whole show was a phenomenon forever. So that's today. Flashback Friday, 18 years ago.
Thank you.
Flashback Friday!
Amy, what's going on this weekend?
We've got my big double date tomorrow night, or actually quadruple date, that's what you call it. And then lots of kid time and then some tornado relief stuff, really. But with my kids, so I'm going to get them out and about.
Yeah, I have some more stuff tomorrow I'm going to do for tornado that's outside of Nashville. Outside of Nashville got hit really, really hard, too, and probably isn't getting the attention that it needs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of spend my time out there. Tonight, I think I'm going to go to Rumble on the Road, which is the boxing match between people that work in the music industry. So for sure, somebody's going to get hurt. But I got a friend named Anya who is boxing.
Wow, that's cool. That sounds fun.
So I'm going to go watch her box. Got a 4:30 dinner planned.
booked.
Oh, wow.
With somebody from the Opry, my friend and coworker and partner that runs the Opry out there. So we're going to 4:30. I got my charity boxing classes on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'll be at
Amy
that.
Amy and I will be at that. So, yeah, all that. By the way, we've been spraying our gym down. It's corona-free for sure at my Title Gyms in Nashville. Like, not only are people cleaning all the time, but we're making sure people see us clean all the time, or we're cleaning when people don't even watch us clean. Like, for sure, corona-free. Cleanest gyms in town.
We're not cleaning just because you're watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Cleaning when you're not watching. They're cleaning because I'm watching. See you guys. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones.
On your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on. Win.
Love you.